Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, for sure. I don't know what happened back there.
Ah.
I was talking and I was just hung up automatically.
Yeah, I was on hold. It was music.
Yeah, I put it you on hold by mistake. Sorry about that. Okay, so where were we?
So I was asking you about the stock photos. Is that what it means by the stock photos?
Yes,
because
but
it says five stock photos.
Yeah.
One page website,
mm-hmm.
three banner designs. What's a banner design?
Banner is on the top of the website. Like once you visit the website, the first thing that you see, like a banner, you can write anything on the banner. You can upload a picture on a banner, or you can do anything with that banner. Like to be very honest. And then, what is a jQuery slider banner? Sliding banner is something like this automatically slides after 2 seconds or 1 second. You can upload photos on that. You can use stock photos that will provide you five stock photos, or you can provide us some photos that we can upload on your website. So that can also go on the jQuery slider banner.
Twitter page, YouTube page,
Yeah. We can also do Instagram for you if you want.
But is that part of it, or is that more money?
No, not a part of it. I'll get it to you for free.
So what fees are there? What kind of fees am I looking at for? I know people usually charge like a monthly fee, or...
No, not at all. Not at all, Rob. It's not a monthly charge. It's just a one-time cost. So there's no hidden charges, no monthly charges, no yearly charges at all.
And I tell you this because I tried to do my own website.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that I would have to pay a domain fee for a year.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, domain is very important, Rob. Well, you know what domain is? Let me explain to you. Domain is actually the name of your website. You purchase the name of your website. Let's say your business is XYZ Construction.
Uh-huh.
Your business name is XYZ Construction and your website name is xyzconstruction.com.org.net or anything. So this is the name that you purchase. Let's say if you're a businessman, if you haven't like got enough money, you can secure that name for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years, yourself. Like it's also an option that you can pay a yearly cost for it, but it's not so expensive. It's probably going to be around like $20 a month. Sorry, $20 a year, $20 a year.
Oh, I was about to say, whoa, that's where they get you.
Yeah, that is something you don't pay to us. So there is a domain that you purchase from any company. Let's say whoever is selling the domain. Have you heard of GoDaddy?
Yeah.
So GoDaddy is the best which offers the domain. So you go to GoDaddy.com, you type in the name that you want to secure, the name that you want to purchase, and let's say you purchase xyzconstruction.com. You purchase it for $9.99 for 1 year. And you purchase that domain, they give you the rights for that domain, they give you the credentials for that domain. What you do with that, you share that credentials with your designer and developer like us. We will be designing and developing your website. Once the website is ready to go live and we are almost completed, we just need to make your website live to be visible to everybody out there. You just provide us the credentials of that domain, and your website will go live on that domain name. So that is how the domain works.
Ah.
So, yeah, if you don't have the domain, your website is useless.
So what else do I have to pay for?
That's it, I would say.
Because I know there's a domain... And then there's
hosting.
Okay, so how much is hosting?
It comes with the domain. You purchase it with the domain. Once you're checking out with the domain, you simply get that hosting with that, along with that too. So they cover hosting and domain for you, and that's about it. I don't think like there's any more charges. Only when, if you need any new thing onto the site. But the charges that I've told you already, these are mandatory. You have to pay all these charges. Not to us, because
you can hear me. You can hear me pretty clear, or no?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm trying out this new.
What did you get?
It's a thing to do conference calls.
Oh, are we in conference with someone?
No, you're the conference.
Okay. Cool.
No, it just helps. It's supposed to help with the noise around me,
mm-hmm.
and I can hear you more clear. I hear you clearly on my end. I'm just hoping that you can hear me clearly.
I can hear you
end.
Perfectly fine. No background noise, nothing like that. It's super clear. Awesome.
Perfect. You see?
So, Rob.
Uh-huh.
So, Rob, I need to know few things, like what exactly like you are planning right now, because of course you are a businessman and you have some things in your mind going on, like you have made a step of designing a website. So what do you want to do with that website? You want that website to bring you business?
So this is my goal for this website.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had a website, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never felt the need for a website.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's market, I find that everybody asks, it's almost like you're not legit unless you have a website.
Mm-hmm.
So people rather, you know, they rather you have a website,
mm-hmm.
even versus a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a website, that's what they're looking for. So everybody asks me, do you have a website? And
that's
I always
true.
Say no. I have Facebook or whatever, but it doesn't make it makes it more legit to them.
Yeah.
When there's a website. They feel more comfortable.
Did you ever think why? There's a reason behind it. So right now the internet I would say, like, right now, the internet is home to 1.5 billion websites, like, at this moment.
Oh, boy.
And only a tiny fraction of those websites are getting consistent traffic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the days of having websites for the sake of having the websites are totally over. So the website is something that you need to have it. If you're running a business, no matter what, where you are.
I honestly believe, and you could use this if you want, websites are the new storefront.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are you familiar with a storefront?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so growing up, people always said, where are you located? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Where is your business? Where do you, you know, where is your office?
Mm-hmm.
Today, people don't say that. People
it's a storefront.
They say where is your what's your website? Where's your website?
Exactly.
I'll look you up.
I don't know
if you remember. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're too young. But if you were 38,
yeah.
If you were 38 growing up, you know, doing business, they'd always say, where are you located? Where is your storefront? But today they don't say that. They say, where is your website? What's your website?
So what do you learn from this, Rob? What I learned from this, like being a 30-year-old person, what I learn is, like, you need to – it doesn't matter. Like, if it's your physical store, like back in the 90s, they used to ask, like, where is your physical office? Where is your physical store? I want to come and look
right.
at it. And now they ask, where is your website?
Where is your website?
You try your best to make your like physical store look better. So if someone visits you, they're attracted towards it. Same goes with the website. If you want people to get attracted you make your website beautiful. You make your website, like, easy to navigate. If I go on your website, if I think, like, it looks good to me, if I'm scrolling down, it's amazing, I'm getting good effects on the site, good pictures, there are there, good content is written, then, of course, I would be very, very happy to work with that business owner.
Correct.
So my suggestion would be, Rob, like, don't take me wrong, my suggestion would be just increase a bit of your budget, and you know what I will get you? I'm going to send you an example, what I will get you. And be very honest, if you visit that website, what is your first, I would say, impression on that? Just give me a second. Let me show your work that I've done for a client. And it's still going awesome. Here you go, Rob. You see the message?
Got it. Let me see what we got.
Kumbi. So you open that website and just keep scrolling. Don't click on anything. Just keep scrolling. So you see the beautiful pictures, attractive pictures of the featured projects that they have done in the past, and those pictures are real. And then what they have done for nonprofit and healthcare in Pennsylvania. And then you scroll down, then you can click on and see what is the business about and what their company is, what they have done, how they started. The site map is there, the construction, design build. They do virtual design and construction.
This is too much for me, I think.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. Because so, you know,
like,
much better.
At the level of my business, mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything quite that elaborate. I just want a website.
Mm-hmm.
And this is beautiful. But I look at it, and
mm-hmm.
this is more like commercial. You see what I'm saying? And it
True.
Makes sense. And it's beautiful. Beautiful. But I don't want to give people... For me to fill something like this out, I'd be lying to people. And I don't want to lie to nobody.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Rob. Yeah. I would never do that. I would never suggest that.
Part of my business is transparency. So I want to make sure that someone looking at my website
mm-hmm.
feels like almost at home. So if I'm looking at this website, I feel overwhelmed because I'm not doing a commercial building or even I'm not doing these things. This is huge. These are big projects.
So what do you work on?
I'm kind of downgrading per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to do brand new builds.
Okay.
I used to do brand new construction, but it's not commercial by any means. Two stories was the most I've ever done. But I'm actually kind of downgrading, and I'm starting a new business that's just going to cater to renovating bathrooms, renovating kitchens. That's going to be my bread and butter. So
okay.
I'm trying to get prepared for the economy the way it's turning. So today, the real estate and the construction market is super low because everybody's scared. You know, the food is going up. The gas is going up. People don't want to sell like they used to, you know?
Yes, sir.
So with that said, construction prices are super high. I can't build a house today and sell it at a fair price and make enough money for me to, you know?
Yeah, that is based on the current situation of the United States.
Right.
But
because
back in the days, the prices were really good.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Before COVID, the prices of material were, you know, I'd say five times cheaper. You get me?
Yeah.
But today, you cannot sell a house for five times more.
Absolutely,
here's the problem.
Rob. Yeah, I know.
You see? So now I'm not making money building houses. I'm just cutting even, or you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for a client to come to me, if you come to me and you say, hey, Rob, I want you to build me a house on this lot, we'll be lucky if I could build you a house and you can get a loan for what the house is worth. Where in the past, before COVID, that wasn't the case. Before COVID, you could say, hey, Rob, build me a house. I have a lot. And we could get you, if I charge you $300,000 for that house, you could appraise it with the bank for like $400,000. You get me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You're right.
So you would be, you know, you'd be winning because you have the capability to build your own house. Today, if I charge you $300,000 and the bank might give you $300,000, maybe. You know, but not for
sure. The chances are less, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm kind of downgrading to just doing kitchens and bathrooms and things like that to ride out whatever's happening right now until things get back to normal. Then I could continue my brand new build. But for now, it's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, this is an amazing website, but it's a lot of info, and I don't believe I have enough info to fulfill something like this. I don't want to talk about me, and I don't want to talk. I just want to showcase my work, my kitchens, my bathrooms. I want to, you know, I'd like to have links for my Facebook and all that. That'd be great. And the main important thing to the website is just to have the company name, the logo. And the main thing for me would be maybe a section where you could put, like, customers' information. If they look at my links or whatever, the pictures, they could say, okay, I'm interested in getting a free quote.
Mm-hmm.
They put in
they
their
can simply
name,
fill out a
their
form. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know
basic,
that needs to be done.
A basic form.
Okay, how about
a phone number or an email, you know?
Exactly. And how about you look at this website that I shared with you? I just shared with you. Home Healing Renovation. So what we can do, on the first page, we can upload some photos about the work that you do. Write 2-3 liner, what you do, restoring the beauty of generations past, designing for generations to come, honoring the art with every decision. Above that, your business logo will be there. And down below, you can write just like a 3-4 liners that what can be do and what you do. And your team, if you have a team, like you need to mention that, like what you have a team too. You can mention that if you want to. Then the process, how quick you work and what sort of quality that you use. So if the client, as a client, if I know all of these things before I get the service from you, I would be really excited to work with you. Just like you are doing right now, you're coming to me and you're trying to know that what I offer, what is the quality of my work. You want to see a sample. You want to know a quote. So these are like few things that you need to know before I start working with us. Exactly goes with all of the businesses, Rob, just like yours. You want to mention like 2-3 things about your business, your process, your team, and to get a quote. 4 things are enough. So I think like this sort of a website for you would be perfectly fine. Then down below you can see our work, some pictures are there, like what they have done in the past, and what our customers say is also important. As a new client, as a new business owner that you are, not maybe a new business owner, but like you're stepping into this construction work, and then the review section would be really important for you. Let's say I'm your first customer and I got the service through your website. And then there's an option that I can post a review with a picture. So I can write a review about you, like with how did you guys provide me the service and how was it so far. I can provide that. I can upload that on your website. So then future clients who will visit your website, they'll get to see and read that review that I posted.
Well, that's a double-edged sword there.
Yeah. So these are the basic things, Rob. I'm not showing you something.
You and I both know that we can't make everybody happy.
You can, absolutely. If your work is good, if your prices are good, of course, people would love to work with you.
Uh-huh.
So I think, like, so this, I will also give you a logo. I will also give you the things that you want on the website, of course, and I'll provide you with the complete stationery design as well, like your business cards, letterheads, envelopes. That will be delivered to you within 2 days from now. The initial designs of the logo and the stationery will be delivered to you within 2 days. And also, I'll try my best to get you the initial look of your website within 2 days from now. So how it works, let me guide you. So I know what you want. I know everything about you. And I'll just like give you the pricing, which will be really affordable. You say yes to it, and then we start working. I send you the email with the complete paid invoice of the payment that you've made, and with that will cover each and everything that we are discussing right now that we'll mention. Next thing that you get, my team will get in touch with you. So it's not just me who will be working with you. I'm giving you a team of designers and developers whom you can talk with, whom you can chat with, and whom you can just like have Zoom sessions with. So they are the ones who are doing the real job for you. So they will design the initial look of the website, and they will show it to you within 2 days from now. Then you tell us that how do you like that design. If you like that design, we can proceed to the next step. If you don't like that design, you can ask for modifications. You can be like, hey, guy, I don't like this color. Can you change this color to it? Can you mention my logo on top right corner? Because in the middle, it doesn't look good to me. So you can ask for these kind of modifications, and we'll take care of that. Once everything is done, we wait for your approval. Once you approve the design of the site, then we go to the next phase. Next phase is adding the content to the website, such as photos that we are talking about, uploading the logo, and uploading some bit of a content, adding up that contact us form, adding up the get a quote form, mention your company's number, your company's email address, and some more details about your business onto the site. And then we run your website on a test server just to make sure everything is working fine and smooth. And once everything is good to go, Mr. Rob will give us the green signal, and then your website will go live. That will be visible to everybody on the Internet, like on Google, Bing, Yahoo, major search engines. So your website will be visible. So these are the steps that we follow, and you will be the part of these steps. So we will keep on giving you updates on an everyday basis.
So what are we talking about here?
I'm talking about $3.99 for the website, $99 for
the... double.
Yeah, I'm giving you the professional package. If you come back on my website, go to the Robust Designs, and if you scroll down, you see $3.99 professional package. I'll give you five pages.
See, yeah. Professional website package.
True that. Let me explain to you. Instead of one page, you get five pages. Five pages would be like home, about us, services, contact us, and testimonials maybe. So these five pages would be covered. Then your Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of the social media platforms, you name it, we'll do it for you. Whatever social media you want, we will create your business profile over there, and you'll be live over there. Stock images would be provided to you, not five, just unlimited. So we can cover all of the pages. I can give you unlimited stock photos, no matter what. Then banners, unlimited. Sliding banners, also unlimited. Then you come down to the bottom. You see CMS will be additional $149.
So you could give me unlimited what?
Stock photos and sliding banners. And I'll give you unlimited revisions as well. So you ask for as many revisions as you want, and we'll keep on working for you no matter what. We'll keep on working for you until you are 100% satisfied. Then here comes a CMS, which is written in the $399 package that it comes additional with $149. I'm adding this CMS for free for you. So you do not have to pay me additional $149. You'll get that CMS included in $399.
For how long?
For lifetime. You have that access to the back end. I'm giving you the back end control of your site. So you can manage the site yourself in future. That belongs to you. You are the owner of the site. We are not. We are just designing and developing your site, and you are paying us for that. So we are not the owners of the site that we are going to create. That belongs to you. Then comes the logo.
Ownership.
Ownership, yeah. Ownership is really important for a website.
That's right. Because
usually, like, people just take away the website. How scammers work, let me tell you, because I've been in this business for more than 8 years. 8 years. I'll give you honest advice. If you don't have the ownership rights, anything can go down to your website and you cannot do anything with it. So if you have the ownership, you have the back-end control. You can change the password for the back-end so nobody can log into the site, not even your developer, if you don't allow them. You getting my point?
Yeah.
So this is important, and I'm adding this for free of cost, just as a good gesture, because you're starting new and you're a startup, so I'm trying to give you the best that I can. And once you see the work, you'll be surprised for sure. And you'll be like, hey, I paid really less for this sort of work. This work definitely is worth of like $1,000 for sure. I can promise you that. And let's make a deal right here, Rob. If you don't like the work, I'll give you your money back right away. What do you think?
So, this will include, you know, like you have on your website?
Hmm.
To enter your name, email, phone number.
Yeah.
This will include such a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever we have discussed on this phone call is included. Let me type that in the chat too so you know what you're getting. CMS will be added for free.
You see what I'm talking about? On your website you have where people can contact you.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get that too. Once the client is on your website, and if they want to contact
you... What is that called?
That is called lead capturing form. Lead capturing is something. Let's say I go on your new website, and I put my name, I put my email address, I put my phone number and a message over there, but I'm not interested in working with you. What you got from me is my details. So you can schedule a call with me for later, when I am free or when I am available to talk. We can schedule a call. You can call me. You can let me know what services you offer in a very professional way. If I am interested, then, of course, I'll get that. But you have my contact details with you. You can convince me anytime you want. So that form will help you generating the clientele.
Yeah, and that's what I want, because what happens in today's market is I'm going to give my business card to someone and they're going to ask for my website, and I want them to reach out to the website.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, like I told you about the other website that doesn't really work with me, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to look at their work.
Okay.
And if that's not what I'm looking for, then I'm not going to bother them. But if it's what I'm looking for, then I'm going to, you know, reach out.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly, yeah. So that form will help you do that.
Uh-huh.
So we labeled that there's no, like, need to pay anything extra for it. Absolutely. There's no point of paying extra for this sort of work. So that can be included for sure. That is already included. Not can be. That is already part of this package that I'm giving you. Then Here comes the logo design. So I'll give you a logo design, 5 to 6 different concepts. Let's make it unlimited. So as how many logo designs you want, we'll design those for you, send it to you, and you pick the one, whatever you like the most. The logo questionnaire will be sent out to you first, because we need to know that what is your vision? What do you want to see? Like, what colors you like? What the look and feel that you want? You can simply fill out that quick form for us, send it back to us. My team will start working on the logo designs for you, and then they'll show it to you that how it looks. If you like those, you can approve. We can provide you the final paperwork for that logo, give you the ownership rights for that logo as well. You own the rights for the logo too, just to give you the option. Like, the logo is not something that we own the rights for it. So you have the ownership rights for the logo too, and we'll send it to you, the documentation that the logo is copyrighted under your name. Then, of course, the logo always comes with the start design.
And that logo gets that logo gets sent to me?
That logo gets what?
Do they send me that logo?
Yeah, of course. We will send you that logo. That logo will be yours for the lifetime.
Yeah, because then I would need that logo for my business letterheads.
I'm giving you letterheads too. I'm giving you business cards too. I'm giving you letterheads too. I'm giving you envelopes as well. That is coming with the logo. So your logo will be pasted on. That will be $100 additional for it.
What's that?
Yeah, that's it.
You said how much?
100.
So that's additional from the 300?
Yeah, additional from the $399.
But
see what you're getting. But see what you're getting. We can talk about it. Let's make it like 70 for you. 70 sounds good to you?
Already at 400.
Already on 400.
Double the price.
I'm just trying to give you like a deal under 500. Like 500 is covering everything for you, Rob.
500.
500 is covering everything you need.
How long does this take to do?
A week or two. 2 weeks, I would say. Within 2 days, you get the initial designs of the logo and probably the website too. And if you're talking to us on a daily basis, we can finish this website within 2 weeks, absolutely. After 2 weeks, your website will be live, up and running. Your people will get to see the site, as well as your social media platforms.
All right, so you said, so we're up to $499 now, huh?
Yeah, $499, and I'll start the work for you. I'll connect you with my team. My team will send you website questionnaire. My team will send you logo questionnaire. Finance department will send you the paid invoice, and we start working on your project today. And within a couple days, 2 days from now, you'll get the initial look of the site and also the initial look of your logo. If you like it, you can approve it. If you don't like it, you can put down a revision request. We can revise those for you. We'll get back to you within 12 hours of time, and we'll show you the updated logo and updated website. So probably in 2 weeks, your project will be 100% completed.
So I need $400. Whoa.
Yeah, man. Let's make it $480 for you. Or I'll waive off the taxes for you. So there's an 8% of tax that is applied on every sale, like everything you purchase. Let's say if you're purchasing a package worth of $500, you need to pay $40 extra for like 8% taxes. I'll waive that off for you.
Boy.
I'll use the company credits to pay off the taxes. Don't worry about it.
Got the taxes too, huh?
Oh yeah, like people get pissed. I know.
Yeah, you're more advanced than me. I don't charge taxes.
Oh, you don't? No, but my policy, my company's policy, like it doesn't matter if you're paying $100, you have to pay 8% of the taxes on top. Every client of mine pays it. Every client of mine pays it.
I'm sure it's not the company. It's the government.
You know, sir, why how it works, because I'm we are providing like services globally. So we provide services like, in any country. Like if you have called me from Australia, because of course you are a client, I cannot say no to you. If you're coming from Australia and you need a website, I'll be there for you every time.
So which one's the cheapest place?
I'm sorry?
For taxes. Where is the cheapest place for taxes?
That is Asia. Asia.
Asia?
Yeah.
So you don't know where I'm at.
You're in the U.S., I know. Let me tell you where you're at.
No, you don't know I'm in the U.S. I'm visiting.
You're probably, maybe you're visiting. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good point. but right now what I know is you're coming from Louisiana, probably near Covington.
Whoa. Hey.
How was that?
Huh? You know a little too much is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, sure. So that's how like it work. So what my job is, I'm leading the whole team here, team of sales. So just like you, the client comes on a website, I start talking to them.
That's great.
Since you're looking for something, whatever you're looking, I'll try my best to give you the best offer. And once we both agree to the offer, then I process your order and I'll connect you with the team. Like a dedicated team who will be working with you on this project. And I'll let you meet the team within 1 hour from now. They must be on a lunch break at this moment. It's 2:30 here. And once they're back, I'll connect your call with them or set up a meeting.
Where are you located?
We're in San Jose, Pacific time zone.
San Jose what?
Cali, California.
Oh, California.
Yeah. They have different locations too, Rob. You know, this the work that we do, we need a lot of man force. So we have hired people, like more than 400 people working under us, like developers, designers, and you cannot find all of the 400 people here in California. So we have hired from different states.
I get it. I was just wondering where you're stationed at.
Yeah,
you could be anywhere, you know. Today,
we could be anywhere.
The market, the way it is.
If we are located on a different country, then of course the taxes would be different based on that country. So right now, based on the California state, the taxes are 8%. Not exactly 8%, 7.8%.
Not doing so good or bad. We're at 10% here in Louisiana, and I know Chicago is at like 10% too.
Yeah, so California is much better. But still, that makes people get pissed off. Like people are like, if I'm purchasing anything online, so what's the point of paying 7.8% of taxes? So a lot of people don't understand, and they get simply pissed. And
you know,
we can't
back
do
in
anything.
The day, maybe 3 years ago or two, you didn't have to pay taxes online.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
They used it as, I don't know if you're familiar with taxes in the water, like in the carnival cruise thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in the water and it's not technically on land and nobody's land, you don't pay taxes for nothing.
True that.
And that's why people buy Rolexes and things of that nature on boats. Even cars, you know?
Even the cars.
Because they don't have to. The legality behind that is they don't have to pay taxes because they did not buy it on any land, you know?
Yes, sir. So if you talk about the online services,
yes.
Like nowadays, I would say tons of people are starting e-commerce businesses, like selling clothes online, selling projects, and selling different gadgets online. You can see tons of websites like in the U.S. market. People are like doing an e-commerce business.
Yeah.
So,
if you want, me and you can get something started.
Yeah. Exactly. So later down the road, you might have to collect taxes too.
Oh boy.
You will also collect taxes from your clients.
I do, but I'd rather not piss them off, to be honest. I'm a small potato. So exactly. For now, I
am trying my best not to
price,
piss you off.
Yeah, my price includes taxes, so I don't have to. They know they have to pay taxes. People know this.
Yeah,
so if you
tell them
they have to pay taxes, that's
I'll
a different
your
beast.
What I'll do is I'll cover your taxes. I'll pay it from the company credits. Don't worry. That's just $40. Of course,
yeah,
I just
included in my price in my quote.
Mm-hmm.
I include to cover the taxes. You know.
No, good. That's,
because people don't like to hear that. Yeah,
that's
people don't
approach.
Like to hear that.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they hear taxes, then it's a whole different.
Okay,
Some of them might even say, I don't want to deal with you. No?
Exactly. And the next client I'm talking to, I'm going to quote him $540. That would be inclusive of tax.
Yeah. I bet you it'll work better.
Thanks for the advice.
But don't say nothing about taxes because they'll hang up on you.
That's
or you
true.
Might hang up on them. I think you hung up on me.
No.
And then you put me on hold. I had music in the background.
No,
I didn't know what it was.
I didn't hang up on purpose. It was just like automatically hung up. But when I called you again, it was on hold on my side. So the whole thing was happened because of me. But the hang up, I never hang up on my clients. Not allowed to.
Uh-huh. All right. Christopher's your name?
Thomas Mark. And what's your name, Rob? What's your last name?
Rob. Aranda.
Can you...
Anyways, how do you take payment through here?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to guide you. I need your email address and your first and last name. May I have your last name? Can you spell me that?
Aranda.
Aranda. What's your best email address to contact you?
I will send it to you right now.
Okay, send it in the chat. Got it. The best number to call you back would be 312-838-7589.
Yep.
Okay. So you can pay through your credit or debit card, and I can help you out with that. Could you please tell me now? Let me know. You'll be using credit or debit?
You guys don't take PayPal?
Unfortunately not. The PayPal would be done above 2,000. So payments below 2,000, we do not take PayPal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. You sent me something?
I'm sorry?
Did you send me an email?
Yeah, we will shortly.
Okay, so let me see. Yeah,